Hey there, pleasure seekers. It's your girl Tasha, aka the seducer, aka the pleasure dom, the one, the only queen behind her pleasure chest. Let's get into this episode that will guarantee to aspire you, inspire you, make you wet, make you horny, make you curious. Let's get into it. Hey, my darlings, welcome to another episode. This is episode 40. Oh my God, 40. Thank you so much for listening, tuning in, messaging me on Instagram. I love chatting with everyone. I hope you guys don't get tired of me saying thank you. I always have to thank all pleasure seekers, because if you weren't tuning in, I wouldn't be here. So thank you. Shout out to everyone from all these countries that are streaming. I'm looking at the stats. I always check the stats, and I love seeing when new countries pop up. So thank you so much. Just know that I appreciate it. I appreciate the love. I do this honestly for fun. I love, and I also think it's like borderline therapeutic. But to know that every time somebody tune in, they might learn something new, or they might listen to an old episode and just like, oh my God, I didn't know that. So yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Shout out to the men who are now tuning in. I checked the numbers, and surprisingly, I have like 40% male audience now. Hey, fellas, how are you? Thank you for listening. So guys, don't get mad if, you know, I always talk to my ladies. Please don't take it personal. I just hope whatever you hear, you will apply. I hope you learn something. I hope everyone learns something. So yeah, this week I am going to continue with unique fetishes, but who y'all, I did a kink test and I'm going to share my results with y'all. While I was taking the test, I was like, oh my God, these questions, oh my God, I will never. Kind of, sort of, but I'm definitely going to share the results with y'all. But listen, you guys know I have to drop these ads that Anchor is paying me to drop. So let me drop it here. I did not, like I mentioned last week, I receive new campaigns and ads and stuff to plug in. But what I have, I'm not going to use, because they're all political ads. And I'm just not going to drop that on my podcast. Just know if you are in the US, just vote. If you're in the US and you are eligible to vote in this election, November 3rd, go out and vote. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Now listen to this ad right quick, and then we're going to get right into the episode. Welcome back. All right, so my test results, okay? I don't know if I agree with this 100%, but this is what it says. And they have a lot of categories, and it basically gave me a percentage for each category. I'm 100, according to this test. Again, I don't agree with this 100%, but according to this test, I am 100% voyeur. If you're new to the podcast, a voyeur is someone that enjoys watching others have sex. I mean, I don't think I'm 100%. Like, a voyeur actually, like, they gain sexual pleasure from watching other people have sex and have watching other people, you know, while they're naked. Wait, but I wouldn't say I'm 100%. I enjoy it. I do, but I wouldn't say like I'm fully 100% voyeur. I mean, I do enjoy watching people have sex. It's sexy. It's absolutely sexy, especially when I go to the swingers club or if I attend any play parties. A lot of times I don't even participate. It's to watch. Oh, fuck. I am a voyeur. And that's the thing. I'm not saying I'm not a voyeur. I don't think I'm 100%. Whatever. I'm sure somebody out there is laughing at me right now. Don't judge. This is a judgment-free zone. Okay, the next category, it says I am 85% rope bunny. Now, this one I agree with. I wouldn't say like 85%, but I am definitely a rope bunny. And a rope bunny is someone that enjoys being tied up. So I do enjoy bondage. I do enjoy, you know, restrictions during sex. And that's, you know, what a rope bunny enjoys. And that's the thing, though. Like, I don't do everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't. That's not something I engage in with everyone. And I don't suggest you do it with any and everyone either. When it comes to BDSM in the world of kink and fetish, you have to make sure the person you're exploring these things with is someone you completely trust. Because, example, a rope bunny, if you enjoy being tied up, that's restricting you, right? So if it's something you enjoy, you're going to give this other person all this power over you. Fuck, it better be somebody you trust on 100 and not some, you know, chick or dude you met last week from an app or around the way. You know what I mean? So just to make sure you understand that. The next category is exhibitionist. And according to this test, I am 83% exhibitionist. I don't know about 83%. I don't know about an exhibitionist. I mean, I love being naked. I love when the attention is on me, but 83%? That's a little high. That's a little up there. I'd say maybe like probably 30%, 40%, you know? Not a whole 83%, but whatever. The next category is experimentalist, 80%. And an experimentalist, someone who loves to perform experiments, so a person who values the result of experiments over theory, a person who seeks or enjoys new experiences. So that's definitely me, especially when it comes to sex. Well, it's not just sex, it's just life. I love new things, but you know, this was definitely geared toward just sex, and BDSM and kink. So I agree that I do. I feel like this one should have been higher. I feel like this should have been like 90-some percent, because I wholeheartedly believe like you gotta try something at least once before you know for sure you don't like it. I mean, granted, there's just like, I have some hardcore, hard limits of things I will never, ever, 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 ever do. And that's like, I will never indulge in anything that has blood or feces, you know, like, I have some really hard limits, and I was like, I'll never fucking try ever. Like, you cannot pay me enough or taught me into that. So, yeah. It says I'm 60% switch, which, I mean, this could have been a little higher. And for those of you who don't know, a switch is someone in the BDS, is a terminology for someone who goes between a dominant and a submissive. For me, 67%, okay, I guess. I am, like, as mentioned on other episode, I have my dominant side and I do have my submissive side. So yes, I'm for sure a switch. And I switch depending on the person. So, like, my former partner, I am I'm a complete, like, submissive to that partner. Yeah. My dominant side really didn't come out a lot at all unless I was asked, or unless, you know, we were in a position where it came out and I wasn't stopped. But yeah, it takes a different level of person to really dominate me and see my submissive side. But yeah, I'm for sure a switch. Okay, the next one is brat. I am 66% brat. Now, you see though, I don't know, because I do have a bratty side. I do have a bratty side. I will pout if I don't get my way. I can role play the hell out of a brat though. Like, I love to be pampered. I really do. I love to be pampered. All right. So, I'm not even gonna fuss about that one. 57.5% non-monogamous. 57.5%, really? I mean, I guess, because I don't believe in just, I want to say, like, don't believe. But Why do you have to be restricted by the standards of monogamy? You know, I feel like it works for some people and it doesn't work for some people. Now, don't get me wrong. I can spend forever with someone, that one person. But with that one person, we can explore. Like, I wouldn't mind if we do some threesomes ever so often, you know? So, whatever. 57% primal. According to this, I will pray. I don't know about praying. And it's so funny because it says I'm 50%, 57% primal, which I'll pray on others sexually. And then 52% slave. Interesting. That is definitely my switch side. And I mean primal and prey, you know, using those terms, it sounds very like, damn bitch, you out here hunting. No, I promise you, I'm not out here hunting anyone. However, I will say this. If I see someone that I am sexually attracted to and a light bulb go off that I want, I'll go get, right? Like, if something pulls me in, and that's the thing, like, I feel like that side of me was just like my really younger self. Like, now it takes a lot. Like, it takes conversation. Like, if you pique my interest physically, all right, then now what else do you have? And if you have nothing else, then it's like, peace out. There's nothing else, right? Slave, yes, for sure. Like, I can be completely submissive to someone. So, like, I've had crazy fantasies of just, like, completely being, like, somebody's sex slave. I can definitely be somebody's sex slave. What? How much you paying me? Y'all don't laugh. But I could. If somebody wanted me to be their sex slave for a day, I'd be like, how much you paying me? Because, you know, that money can go into all my business ventures. Let's talk about it. And we're just going to have sex? What kind of sex? Like, I would do a whole interview process. Don't laugh. Y'all know I'm crazy. Okay. Now, it says 51.5% dominant. I don't understand the girl-boy category because it says 50%. Oh, maybe because I like both. Because it says 51% girl-boy. So, I mean, I like girls. I like boys. Ew. Why choose? Okay, and this is kind of repeating. Like, 51% primal, which means I'm the hunter. 49% degrader. This is pretty high because, I mean, I really don't. I love, like, giving orders. Like, my dominant side, I love giving orders. I love, you know, assigning chores. I like that. It really gets me off. But it's just like, I don't know about degrading others. It's not my thing, so to speak. Okay, 48% submissive, 46% daddy mommy. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. 26% sadist, 27% misogynist, 23% vanilla. Listen, vanilla needs to just be, vanilla should have been zero because I damn sure ain't vanilla. So that's that. It's very interesting though because it had me 0% swinger, which I'm like, I wonder what questions. I think I have a feeling the questions, but that I probably answered low, but listen, I'll swing and get swung. You heard. Okay, so that's my results from this kink test. If the test is something you'd want to check out, I'll definitely leave it in the info section. It's called kinktest.org. So I would love to hear some of your results. If you do it, definitely slide in my DM and let me know. It was fun when I did it. Yeah, it was fun. So to continue from last week, unique fetishes, and just to also piggyback on my test, this week I decided to categorize some of the kink, because last week I felt like I was all over the place with some of the kinks. So for the next few episodes, I'll probably just like throw in certain category of kink. And please understand that there's a lot out there. And every day I learn a new one. I remember the episode I did with figging, figging with the ginger. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, somebody's out there like inserting ginger in their booty hole. Oh my goodness. Burns, right? So there's always something out there. And it's fun. It's fun to explore. So this week I'm going to tap into one of my favorite ones, and then I'm just gonna wrap up, and then maybe next week I'll tap into another one. So one of my favorite is kinks for restrictions. So it says I'm how many percent rope bunny? So of course these kinks are in my pocket of favorites. Bondage, of course, we know that is restraining someone or tying them up to arouse sexual gratification for both parties, right? So the person that is getting tied up enjoys it, and the person that's doing the tying, the restricting, like, they also enjoy it. So both parties are enjoying it. Amorphilia, amorphilia, y'all know these fucking words. It's spelled amorphilia. Sexual preference for not being able to see during sex. That is turning off the lights or blindfolding a partner. It's interesting. I didn't even know that there was a specific name for this. Like, when it comes to restricting sight, I've always just categorized that under sensory deprivation. But I guess. Okay, another kink under restriction is breath play, which is a practice of limiting breathing for sexual gratification. So if the person enjoys being suffocated, I know that sounds like torture, but remember, we're not judging, y'all. There are people out there that really enjoys breath play, and they get extremely aroused by this. Remember, kinks, you know, unusual things, you know, that bring sexual gratification. Choking, you know, restricting one's breathing and blood supply to the brain by applying pressure to the carotid arteries with hands, a scarf, or a chokehold. Now, I don't know about a chokehold, y'all. Ain't nobody putting me in a fucking chokehold. But you can definitely put your hands over my throat a little bit and apply some pressure. Pressure, you know, applying pressure, not taking your hand and squeezing the neck. Choking is a skill. So please, if you are the giver of the choke, please do your research. Go on the YouTube. Go on the kink sites. I know you can find videos. to apply to show you the proper technique to choke your partner, because you damn sure don't want your partner to end up in a hospital. Okay. And then with choking, also, it's so important to understand your partner's body communication, because it should be enjoyable. When it comes to choking, your partner that's receiving it should enjoy it. You know, the person should not be like they're about to fucking die. And a common thing I notice with choking is it is done, especially during when the person's about to orgasm. Just be mindful of that, because your nut can be so intense that you squeeze the living daylights out of your partner. So be careful, okay? Gagging, gags, a device that is put over or in somebody's mouth to stop them from speaking. I don't know. Was I ever gagged? I was never gagged. Japanese bondage, a form of bondage originated in Japan. It is called kinbaku. So the term kin means tight and baku means restraint. I modeled this before. It's done with rope. I modeled this before for someone, and it's really sexy. Orgasm control is another kink restraint that I really do enjoy. It is a sexual practice of taking control over how, when, and if an orgasm can take place. Within that is also orgasm denial, which is the practice in which one person is kept at a high level of sexual arousal for an extended period of time without orgasm. So with those two, it's like your partner takes you right to climax peak, right to climax door, and stops or tells you, no, you can't come yet. And they are extremely turned on by that. For some people, there's also another word that's thrown out for this one is edging as well. And also, like, one thing I want to emphasize is when it comes to these kinks or slash fetish, both partners agree to these things. Remember, everything starts with communicating. So both partners agree, like, listen, this is what I'm into and this is what I want us to try. So let's try it, you know? So start everything with a conversation. It helps. Okay. So I'm going to stop there this week with kinks for restriction. And okay, I'm just going to go straight into one of my stories, because last week I promised y'all a story. So I'm going to tell you about the first time I was ever introduced to being restrained. And this is kind of cute and funny at the same time. So the person I was dating at the time, you know, we're young, just young, free, and just young, free, and enjoying each other. And I don't remember if it was the first round or the second round. And I'm laying there, minding my business, laying there. I just want to be devoured, right? I just want to be devoured. And the person pulled out handcuffs and handcuffed me to the bed. And I'm just like, what is this? That was my first time, y'all. And I was like, what is this? I mean, it was sexy, but I was like, oh my God. And then the person undressed me. So I remember I was wearing like a black, I had on a black thong and just a tank top because we were in the house. I was at the person's crib or whatever. And so, yeah, we were vibing. So the person undressed me. Wait, no, I lied. I was undressed before the handcuff, right? So I was undressed and then I got handcuffed to the bed. And I was just like, wait, what? This is happening. This is not something we discussed. I didn't even know this person was into it. I didn't know this person had handcuffs in the house at all. So whenever I tell you guys, whenever I tell you to have conversations first, start with a conversation because you don't want to shock the person. You're just whipping shit out of your drawer. Like, what? How do you know I'm into this shit? But yes, the person took out the handcuff and I was like, what? Sure enough, just handcuffed me to the bed and started kissing on my nipples, you know, rubbing on my thigh, then rubbing on my pussy, rubbing on my clit, spreading my, like, I enjoyed it so much. I'm not even going to hold you. I forgot I was handcuffed to the bed because at that point I started focusing on being stimulated everywhere else. So this person was like literally just like enjoying me at that point. So sucking on my breasts, then spread my legs, sucking on my pussy between my thighs, like I was taken to a whole nother world. And I'm squirming, y'all. So I'm squirming because this shit feels so good. Y'all know when it feels so good, you want to grip on the bed. You want to grip the sheets and grip the pillow. You just want to grip shit. Motherfuckers, I couldn't grip nothing because my hand was bound. My hand. Like, the only thing I was gripping was my own hand. And, the person, long story short, the person literally fucked me just like that. So that was my first time being fucked while being restrained to the bed. And I came a few times. Like, I had some good orgasm that night. And so did the person. And when we were done, this motherfucker decided, oh, I'm just going to go in the bathroom and go shower, leaving me handcuffed to the bed. I was like, what? And, you know, the person was like, what? I like seeing you like this. I like how I can just take you whenever I'm ready. And I was like, stop it. So you see, I was a freak from early, y'all. So that was my first experience with kink restraints. And lo and behold, how many years later, I done upgraded to other shit. I went from handcuffs to ropes to leather restraints, to all sorts of shit, right? You know, once you start, you know, there's no going back. So, all right, that is my story for this week. I will catch y'all next week. Remember to be bold, be kind, be you, and as always, escape the labels and embrace the kink. Peace out, y'all.